We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis. The halacha is that if someone eats truma, a zar eats truma, besides it's an iser to eat truma, he also has to pay back the koyin matua that could turn into truma also, and he has to pay a karen and a chaymish, he has to pay an extra fifth also. And it's dafka b'shoigig. The halacha is v'ish ki yoichal kodesh b'shkoga v'yosef chamishas elav v'nosn l'koyin es ha-kodesh. So a few different dina. First of all, it has to be dafka b'shoigig, and second of all, it turns into truma itself. The tua that you pay back turns into truma. Zok the Mishnah, what happens if you eat this truma on Pesach? And you eat a Pesach also, obviously. But the shayla is, what do you do about the chiyuv to pay back truma? Ha'oichal trumas chametz Pesach b'shoigig. Someone ate Chumas Chametz Pesach B'Shoigig. So al Shoigig, if you eat Chuma B'Shoigig by mistake, you pay Karem V'Chaymish. Mishalim Karem V'Chaymish. You pay Karem V'Chaymish, even though it has no value whatsoever. Because the Chiyuv to pay Chuma is nothing to do with the Shavius. It has to do with eating Chuma. You have to pay back exactly what you ate. B'Mezid, Patum Tashlum V'Mezid. If it's amazing, if you did this B'Mezid, then you Patum from Tashlumim. Then your potter sigh from paying that, and even though on Pesach maybe you'll say it was going to risk lili that you could burn the truma, it's truma tameya, and even truma tameya all year round you have to pay. You have to pay tameya etzim. Here you don't have to pay anything if it's mezid. You don't have to pay tashlumen because it's not have value. You don't have to pay tameya etzim either. You don't have to pay anything. Zok the Gemara. So that's the Mishnah. That's the law of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that you eat truma as chomas of Pesach, but you pay care of a chomish. And b'mezid departed. Why? Because we said b'mezid there is no din of regular eating truma, and al tzedin mazik. It's not mazik. It's not worth it. It doesn't have any value. So the Gemara, Tan Hasam into the Mishnah, ha'oichel truma b'shoigig. Mishalim kelim v'chaymish. Halacha is someone eats truma b'shoigig. Again, we said the pasuk says it has to be b'shoigig. You pay karen v'chaymish. You have to pay back tefua the principal you ate, and you pay back an extra fifth. Echad ha'oichel v'echad ha'shoiseh. Say someone who eats it. Say someone who drinks it. V'echad ha'sach or you smear it. Now, what's the point of saying this? It's very important because the halacha is if you mazik the truma, if you step on the truma and you ruin it, then you don't have to pay karen v'chaymish. Only if you eat even if you're b'shoigig, it has to be eaten also yoichal. And the chiddush is that eating is called eating, obviously. Shasiyah is bechlal achila, and sicha shmearing is also bechlal achila. Echad truma tameya v'echad truma tahira. This din is side by truma tameya and side by truma tahira. It's also by truma tameya this halacha. Mashalim chaymish, you pay a chaymish, v'chumsha the chumsha. And chumsha chumsha means if you eat that chaymish, since the chaymish turns into truma, now if you eat that chaymish, you'll pay a chaymish on the chaymish also. So that's how it is, that if you eat this, even truma tameya or truma tahira, halacha is you pay karam a chaymish, if you did a b'shoigig, and if you ate it, drank it, or smeared it. Now the question is like this: when you pay up, how do you pay up? Because usually when you mazik something, you pay the value of it. If you steal something, if someone steals something, he has to pay back the value of what he stole. Here, since it's a little bit different, here, the thing you're paying back, it has to be payrus dafka, it can't be money. And the thing you're paying back turns into truma. So since that's the fact, maybe it works a little different. Maybe it works when someone eats b'shoigig truma and he's paying back tefua, it doesn't work with value. It works with the exact match of what you ate. If you ate 1 pound of tefua, you have to give it 1 pound of tefua, no matter what the value is. So that's called lefi mida. Lefi dam means the value of what you stole. Lefi mida means the amount, the exact amount that you stole, that you ate, you have to pay back. That's what mida means. Mashallah, fi dam, fi mida. The bayaluk shuma shalim. When you pay, when someone eats b'shoigig truma and he's paying back, he has to pay karen v'chaymish, how does he pay the karen, the principal? Does he pay lefi the damim or lefi the mida? Does he pay exactly what he ate or the value? And the Gemara explains the nafkimina. Kolech the mekara shavi abrazuzi. If when he ate it, it was worth 4 zuz, he ate 1 pound of wheat and it was worth 4 zuz. And Lepsoif, now when he has to pay back Shabbos, it was only worth 1 zuz. Loi Tabayalach, of course, he'll pay Fi Damim. The Vada Mikara, Kin Mikara Mashalim Fi Damim. He pays Lefi the Damim. He pays the value. He has to pay 4 zuz of it. The Loi Gara Megazlin. It's not worse than a Gazlin. It can't be better than a Gazlin. If a Gazlin has to pay Kashas Gzela, you for sure have to pay Kashas Gzela. It's not. Call you guys Lord Mashalim and Kashas Gzela. They all pay kashas exela. Kisa bayalach gemara shayla is the vikara shavi zuzi. When he ate it, it was worth 1 zuz. So l'b'soif, this 1 pound went up to 4 zuz. L'b'soif shavi arba mai. What's halacha? Lefi mida mishalim. Do you pay lefi mida, which means you have to pay back 1 pound of tefua, and then you land up paying him extra. He's paying him now 4 zuz. Or I only have to pay him one zuz of tuah. That's the shaila. And again, we said the tzad here, why you have to pay more is since that thing itself is turning into truma, it's a different din. So maybe there you have to pay exactly what you ate. You have to pay back. Now, the Gemara said that if it was worth four by beginning, worth one now, so then it's possible you have to pay four zuz. Reb Walk is not worth in Gazlin. But Reb Kivega asks that there could be a daf gemina still, if you'll feed dom of yimida. Because even though maybe at Gazlin you have to pay four zuz worth of tua, but at Chaimish maybe you only pay a fee mida. What will be nafgamina? The Gabi Chaimish and the Gabi turning into truma will be nafgamina. That's what Kivega and Gilian and Shas and the Sod ask. Koshli, I'm a komak nafgamina, dim in a chai rak within Gazlin, Yochel Shalom chad gariva bepeiris losis de kapara, vashar mashalim bemoyos, vakon yochel limchol, vagam a chaimish rak min chad gariva. But it's fidamim not, so it still could be nafgamina. But come on, the Gemara Shalom is when you pay up truma, do you pay a fidamim or a fimida? So he answered him. So it's still middle of the shayla. Let's read the shayla still. If you meet the mashalim, don't only grieve achal grieve mashalim. You ate 1 pound, you pay back 1 pound. The dilma, if you don't mashalim, zuz achal, zuz mashalim, don't pay one zuz. You pay only now a quarter of a pound now because it was worth less. But you only ate, the case for here is that it went up in value, but now it went down, so only pay a quarter of a pound. That's the shayla. If you don't, all if you meet, that's the moral shayla. So we're going to try to bring raya to this. Amar Rav Yosef, Toshimah, let's try to bring a raya that by Chuma you pay lefi mida. Because it says, Toshimah, we learned in a braise. We had this braise actually in Masechus Erevin. Ochal Gregris, someone ate dried figs, v'shim lo itmarum, and he paid him back fresh dates. Now, fresh dates are worth more than Gregris. They're worth more. So it says, Tavla Bracha, if someone ate Gregris, dried figs for Paris Chuma, and he pays back different type of Paris, which also can become Chuma. The loch is Tavla Bracha, it's a gewaldig, it's a good thing. Now, if you pay a pound and you pay back a pound, so you understand why it's better. He ate a pound of figs, which is only worth $10, and I pay back a pound of dates, worth $20. So, of course, Tavla Bracha. But if you meet the mashalim and talk to the bracha, don't agree with the Gregor. It's the Shavu's reserve. Because you agree with tomorrow, the Shavu Yabah. You gave back tomorrow that worth more. But Eli Amos Vidom Mashalim, if you always pay the value, and my tavla bracha, because it comes out if you pay tomorrow, you're only paying $10 worth of tomorrow, one zuz worth of tomorrow. If you always pay Vidomim, you're going to pay less tomorrow because it's worth more. So then, what's the tavla bracha? What's the big deal? You're paying the same exact value. He ate a zuz and he's paying a zuz. Of course you pay, maybe you can say you pay lefi domim. And it's not a pshitus to the shayla. Really, maybe you pay lefi domim. The value. The question is, what's tavla bracha? My tavla bracha? It's harder to get and it's a better type of fruit, the fresh tamam than Gregor's. They're both the same value, right. But one of them is harder to get. And if they put it out for sale, everyone grabs them because fresh dates don't come often. And so it's a much better thing. It has an inherent value, not etzem value, not money value, but it has a value that it's harder to get and easier to sell. So therefore, that's why Tavla love bracha. So it's still not a pshitus. Now I'm going to go to our Mishnah to explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is explanation. Tanan, ha'oichol trumas chomis in Pesach, v'shoigig masham kerem v'chomis. It says, on Pesach, someone ate chumas chametz in Pesach. Now the unique thing about chumah on Pesach that's chametz is that it's not really having much of a value. And it says the ate b'shogeg mishalim kerem v'chaimish. We did not discuss if he was amazed by gabed chametz or not. We didn't get to discuss that. That's a shaila. Really had to learn. We'll see in the Gemara. But first, the case was he ate chametz b'shogeg, which the halacha is if you eat truma b'chametz b'shogeg, the halacha is you have to pay kerem v'chaimish. So it says in our Mishnah even on Pesach. If you hold, you always have to pay back the exact type of tour that you ate. You have to pay that back. What do we do with the value? So Shapi, we understand our Mishnah. If you're paying the value, so you didn't eat any value on Pesach. Chometz Pesach bar damu, is chometz Pesach any value? It's also bahana, also bahachila. It's worth nothing. So how could we don't have to pay? If you always pay for fidamim, so I'll pay back. Yeah, I'll use nothing. I didn't eat anything. So then if you hold fidamim, why on Pesach are you have to pay anything back if you hold fidamim? Zakti Gemara, no. We can hold fidamim, still it's bar damim. In Hamani, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, he's going to Rabbi Yisrael Glili. We know Rabbi Yisrael Glili's shita is, there's no issa hana on Pesach at all. Hamani is a really yidama. Chametz a Pesach mutba hano. He holds that chametz a Pesach is mutba hano. Ihalchi. So that's a pshat of Mishnah. Reisha Mishnah says, Oichol chumas chametz a Pesach b'shaygi pekerem chaimish. Why I it's no value. Teretz is going to be basically lili because he holds mutba hano. Ihalchi eim a seifa b'meizid patim natashlumim when they ate him. So we said pshat is because b'meizid doesn't have the din of the pasuk of achila b'shaygi. Okay, but if it has din mazik. So you don't pay chaymish, you pay keren. Why should you pay keren? Because you're mazik chuma, you have to pay keren. It doesn't have a value. Going to say it has a value. What's the problem the seifa? The seifa says the potter from a stum means the potter even out some mazik. What do you mean? We're going to say clearly that has a value. If it has a value, you should pay for it. It has a value. The potter, that's the cash over here. Yochai Eimer Seifa made the potter from a stum when they ate him. Ira basically, and my potter from a stum when they ate him. Why you part to the chayv? There's a value. So it should be chayv as mazik. And the Gemara Shavla Kerbechunin Ben Akana. The Tanya Kerbechunin Ben Akana. He says you make a purim k'shabbos l'tashlumim. Kerbechunin Ben Akana v'chadash tos. It's not only chiyav mises bezdin that you say come le rabne and you potter from tashlumim. Kerbechunin Ben Akana says even by chorus and even by misa b'dei shemayim, the halacha is that you potter from tashlumim. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, because when someone eats truma, he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So the Chiddush of our Mishnah, why it says this halacha is to teach us that if you ate b'mezid the truma, so you chayv misa deshmayim. If you chayv misa deshmayim, so then you have come with rabne. So Rashi explains that what happened to the chiyuv karis on chametz, and if we're talking about chiyuv karis on chametz, you don't have to bring in truma at all. So Rashi says the case well here was the ratio was you were shoygig on both. The case of the ratio was you were shoygig on Chametz of Pesach and Shoygan on Chumah. Therefore, you pay Kerem Chaymish. Because you're Shoygan on both. No, come Rabbi. In the Sefer, you were Shoygan on the Chametz and you're amazing on the Chumah. So, Allah is, as Misdei Shemaim, you're part of the Shlumah of Mazik. Because you're going to Kodresh Aglili. So, you're part of the Shlumah of Mazik, but you're part of the Shlumah of Mazik because of the Misdei Shemaim. So, it comes out to feed this Pshat in the Mishnah, but Rabbi Chametz, you were Shoygan in both cases. And obviously, Rashi Shit is, they're not going Chiskiya holes that Chiyev Misa B'Shoygig doesn't make you part of Kol Rabbanim. There is a sheet like that, and we had it in Tosfos before. There's a sheet that holds that if you're Chayev Misa B'Shoygig, we'll part you from Tashlumim. We had this Tosfos of Chav Tesam and Aleph, but we also argue Rashi. There are Tosfos there, has a tzad, brings out a sheet that holds that B'Shoygig, you are part of also from Tashlumim. But upon him, that is our Gemara. So the Maravite, then maybe. So we're in place to Shaila for the Fidamim or the Fimida. Now the Gemara say it's really Machlekes Tanoim. My first Machlekes Tanoim, if you hold the Fidamim or the Fimida. It's Machlekes Tanoim. Ha'oichel, it's the same case like our Mishnah. Ha'oichel Chumas Chametz bePesach. Someone eats Chumas Chametz bePesach, Potom Minat Ashlumim. The halach is, and this price is mashma, Sai Shoigig, Sai Mezid. Either way, Potom and Ashlumim Meitzim. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. You pot either way. Why you pot either way? It has no value, so you pot either way. Rabbi Yechanuri Mechayiv. Yechanuri is Mechayiv. He holds that you are Chayiv to pay. Omaloi, so Omaloi, Rabbi Akiva Yechanuri, Vichimano Yashleba. How can you be Chayiv to pay? What channel you have? We had that if someone eats chuma tameya b'shoygig, he has to pay back. Well, what's the hana there? Amaloi loya aris chuma tameya b'shayim hashana. You have some kind of hana. Shabbos yom levaheta achila yesh levaheta asaka. At least you have some kind of hana with chuma tameya, where you can burn it on the pot. You can use it for fuel. Time of Bezu, but Chametz Rav Akiva is saying, "Shein lebalo heta chilo heta asak." You have no heter, so what are you? Why are you saying chayiv? Hola mazad doim, Rav Akiva. What?
Only Shabbos of asak instead of Shabbos
of achilah. No, yeah, but the halacha is if you hold if you dumb, I'm saying echanam. You tell if you dumb if you meet it. Echanam, your dad's idea. Hola mazad doim. So Akiva says this is doim of chumas tutim vanavim, the chuma of tutim vanavim, which means the juice of that shenitmaas. That's potami. Shein lebalo heta chilo heta asak. That doesn't have any heta achila v'loy heta asaka. So there, that's what should be diamond to, that has no type of hana, has no type of hana. And he's tiny, so why in the world are you chayiv over here? It should be that you should, he holds, or Kiva holds that case, he part of it from paying, because there's no value whatsoever. So what does Rabbi Yechiv Nuri hold? Rashi says, Rabbi Yechiv Nuri holds, kafi midah mishalim. That exactly is the machlekes of Kiva and Yechiv Nuri. The argument over here, if you eat chumas, chametz, and pesach, potter, and shlumim, Kiva says, you know why? There's no value. Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you mean? You never need value. Then he answers back, yeah, but still, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you don't need a value. Why not? Because he holds a fee, midah, masham. You pay what you ate. The exact items that you ate, you pay back. And it doesn't have to have any value. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri learns, if he midah, mashalim, and according to Rabbi Akiva, if he dom, mashalim. And the Braisa ends up with another halacha. This whole discussion of Tshuma of Chometz is only possible if you mafresh the Tshuma before Pesach. Medvar Amur mafresh Tshuma v'chmitza. It's only if you mafresh Tshuma on Pesach when it wasn't Chometz, it became Chometz, or like Rashi says, you mafresh it before Pesach. But you cannot take Chometz and make it into Tshuma on Pesach. And we'll see why. Two drushes in Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel, why you can't do it. Avon mafresh Tshuma Chometz v'ra kol and Kedusha. On Pesach, you take Chometz and make it Tshuma, it will not be Tshuma. That's the halacha, two drashas, Daf Lamed Gimel, Aleph. But come on, that's the end of this braisa. But let's just recap. In this braisa, it says, you have a chalakas of Akiva and Yechim Nuri if you hold the Fidam and Fimida. So we have now a new pshat in our Mishnah, the Fir of Yechim Nuri. Our Mishnah says, if someone eats Tshuma b'shayigig on Pesach, Mashalim Kerem Mechaymish. You know why? Even though it has no value, he pays Kerem Mechaymish because you hold the Fimida Mashalim. The Seifa, so we have Mezid. Mezid is not included in Kerem Mechaymish. So there you have a fidamim, and since there's no value, you're putter to pay. That's a new pshat. I don't say a pshat on Mishnah going from Rechunya ben Akana. We're not going to be a segulah anymore. We have another pshat on our Mishnah. So we say two pshat on our Mishnah. Either pshat on our Mishnah is going to be a segulah that has a iser, as a mutav anor, so it has a value. And we can go even a fee domim. I the sefer. Sefer, you are amazed. So you chayiv misa, there's fine, you're putter. But according to Rabbi Chunya ben Akana, you don't have to come to Rechunya ben Akana. You can say it's talking about that there's no hana. Still, if he meet the mashalim, but not by a mezid, that's pshat our Mishnah. Tanya, the another brayza, a similar idea. Tanya, the another brayza. V'nosan l'koyin es ha-koydish, dovah royal es koydish. This man, the other lesson, Yaakov makes a new drasha. He says, that, and this is a fact, that when you give koyin, paying back, payers, there has to be something that could be tshuma. Pra lo'ichlo tshumas chometz pesach. This is going to exclude, if you eat tshumas chometz pesach, and if you pay back now what you ate, it will not be able to be truma. Shapatim tashlumim deitz, and then you potter because it's not included in the pasuk. Nosan lakoyin as a kodesh, because right now you can't give anything that will turn into truma because it's Pesach now. Divlez miyakir. Mozuchas mechayiv, he holds a chayiv to pay for eating this chametz. Omle divlez miyakir, divlez chasma v'chima no yeshloi. So divlez miyakir, even though he had a pasuk, but he says l'dvarecha. Like, what or not do you have over here? Why in the world would you be chayiv? I'm loyal as a chasma, loyal as a yaakov. I've seen a conversation we had before. Loyal as a yaakov. We know, even tshuma tmeya all year round, that doesn't have a value. If you eat that, you pay karen for chayimish. I'm like, loyal, no, dear, it has a value. I could burn it. I'm loyal, loyal, marmis, but tshuma tmeya, but shayim, 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 on Pesach, he give it to his caliph, or put it under the fire, because he holds a great segulah. That's the answer back. So upon him, this brayso, Rabbi Yaakov has drashim nasan lekoyin as a kodesh, and then Rabbi Yaakov chasv says yichayiv. So he said, what do you mean? Why yichayiv? No, I know. So Rabbi Yaakov chasv says, I hold a great segulah is hana. Now it's a little problematic. What does Rabbi Yaakov hold? There's no hana, or he holds that there's a pasuk. So the bottom Rashi speaks out. He's telling to him, you know, you don't hold of my drasha. What are you going to pay since you don't have money? So the question is, if Rabbi Yosef asks, if Rabbi Yaakov Taka holds there's no hana here, so why Taka does he need a pasuk? If he holds there's no hana, so why Taka? If he holds the title, why? So the answer is that the pasuk is a true thing. It's true. You have to give something that's kaddish. That's why he brought it down. That's why he brought it down. So here we're coming out, there's another machlokes over here in our Mishnah, if you be chayiv in a case we ate chametz on Pesach.